So all of the readings today talked about love and the different ways that love can be manifested. So first, let us begin with the gospel reading itself. For Jesus, our Lord, have taught us that no one hath greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This friendship with the Lord is the only love that defines us. Because that the Father hath loved me, so I have also loved you. And he asks us to remain in his love. So therefore, it's important for us to ask ourselves, are we being enslaved by the things of this world, worry about what this world calls us or define us or ask us to be? Or are we truly living our life in order to love him and to be called his friends? What is the thing that defines your identity, your mission, and your purpose in this world? Are you and I happy enough to be called friends of God, friends of Christ, and instrument of the Holy Spirit? My brothers and sisters, we want to be everyone friends. Politicians call each other friends too. But are those friendships genuine? Or are they just only for benefits, only to serve a purpose, or to only to really appease our ego and our very own self? That genuine friendship with Christ is the only thing that gives us life, to know who we are, our self-worth, our identity, our mission, our purpose in him. And in order to love him, we have to love one another. He said that very so clearly, my brothers and sisters. We have to love one another. And this is hard. This is where it gets challenging. We can all say that we love God. But to love one another is where that love of God comes into play. Which leads us toward the first reading today. That we are being reminded that the gifts that given to us through the Holy Spirit are to build up the church. And sometimes the Holy Spirit give us different gifts that that are very particular. The charism that given to each and every one of us are unique. And therefore, for us to truly understand that in the life of the church, unity doesn't mean that everything have to be the same or everything had to be according to what I like or what I want. But this unity is the unity of love in the Spirit that is able to be found in the diversity of different gifts, in the richness of his gifts for us, so that we can bring everyone to a better understanding, a better life of discipleship, a better commitment and perseverance in the life of faith. For God is love. Did you hear that in the second reading today? Where St. Paul's, where St. John tells us that let us love one another because love is of God. We use love so much in this world, and many organizations have used love at the triggered word for their propaganda, their slogan, their agenda, their own thing to appeal to others. But to truly love is to allow God to love us deep from within, to where it hurt the most and where it gets challenging for each and every one of us. That's why St. John said, in this love, we know that God had loved us first and sent his son at expiation for our sins. And once we know that, and once we embrace that, then we can truly be free from the matters of this world, so that we can truly love others and to allow God's gifts to be at work in others as well as in us. My brothers and sisters, growing up in a communist country, I have seen the communists try to set up a national church, look like Catholic, feel like Catholic, call themselves Catholic, but the ultimate allegiance was to the state and not through the gospel or to the true teaching of the church. And we risk that here in America when we put politics before our faith, where we put our nation before our faith. Remember, we're proud to be Americans. We love this land, this country, this world where we're living in, but we need to love it more when we love it in Christ. We need to help our society and our nation to be countercultural instead of chasing after the things of this world, instead of becoming popular, chasing after trendy stuff, like appealing stuff, the thing that captivate the mind, the thing that are appealing and pleasurable or pleasing at the moment. To truly be countercultural, go beyond the popular opinions and stuff like that, to love our world enough to bring our world to Christ. For this is what true love, to go beyond ourselves, to go beyond our liking, in order to form our world in the image and likeness of God by what we live with our very own faith. Do you truly love? How have your love for God been lived in your very own life, my brothers and sisters? Make sure, ask yourself that question. Be genuine, be honest. Do I love God more than my politics? Do I love God more than the things of this world? Do I truly want to give myself totally and completely to Him in service of my brothers and sisters? Have I truly loved God by being selfless, by being humble, by giving myself to Him and my neighbor, my brothers and sisters? Or am I only loving what I like? Am I only loving myself? Have I been humble enough to God, for God to use me and to form me? Or do I get resentful, angry, and pouting when I don't get things my way? Am I allowing the gifts of God to be used in other people? And am I allowing them to flourish and strive as well? Or do I expect things to be my way and my way alone? I'll end this homily with my own example. The one thing that I kind of regret for the longest time in my own life, and the lesson that I try to go back over and over and over and over again in my own life as a priest and as a Catholic. You know, when I was young, when I first received my assignment as a chaplain assistant to the youth group as a Vietnamese church in Garland, I worked so hard to be with the young people. And of course, we had this friendship that we have established and grow together, where they became dependent on me, and I felt like this is what the place where God calls me to be. I was able to use my gifts. But when my superiors sent me to stay home in order to prepare for the novitiates, I got so resentful, especially in knowing that one of the brothers that was sent to replace me somehow didn't deem to be up to my par or my satisfaction or my liking. So when these young people start to complain about how they don't like him or how he's not me, it feeds to my ego. You know, I felt good about it. And then, you know what? I made his life miserable. I made his life hellish just to please my own ego. Then I finally recognized that I have tried to make other people dependent on me instead of dependent on God. And it killed me deeply when I found out that he was going to leave the community because he felt that he wasn't sufficient enough to be God's instrument. And I felt I was responsible for that. And it hurts. By my own ego, my selfishness, my desire to be in control, that I have somehow affected his vocation and his leaving. And I remember coming to him, apologizing to him, and asking him for his forgiveness. That's why I want you to remember this too, especially in this period of transition with me and the new priest. My brothers and sisters, no matter what's going on in your life and my life, we got to make sure that we don't make other people dependent on us, idolizing us, or think that somehow we are the only one that matter, the only one that's important, the only one that have to say in everything. We're all instruments of God. We're called to love God. And this friendship with God need to make us humble and to truly let other people shine and flourish and to be able to be used by Him. We're all in this, we are all dispensable. We're all instruments of His loving grace. And the only way that we can truly give life and to help other people is being faithful to Him, to allow the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be poured out upon us, to be used for greater goods, and to know when to step back, and to let people love God, and to grow, and to truly be who they are instead of what we want them to be. This is what true love is, for God is love. And no one has greater love than this, say the Lord, to lay down our life, to be humble, so that we can give our life for our friends, so that we can love one another, so that we might not be enslaved to our ego, to the things of this world, or to the lies and the manipulations, or no one else, or nothing else, except to truly belong to Him alone. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, let us heed to what He hath commanded us to do. Love one another as I have loved you, because we are truly friends of God and truly brothers and sisters for one another.